Terrorism Idolatry. That's how a victims group has branded the new film about the hunger striker Bobby Sands. The South East Fermanagh Foundation, where Mr. Sands was elected as MP, says the release of the documentary has caused a great deal of angst and hurt to victims of terrorism. Have a listen to this extract of the film.
I am a political prisoner because I am a casualty of a perennial war that is being fought between the oppressed Irish people and an alien, unwanted regime that refuses to withdraw from our land.
Bobby Sands was serving a 14-year prison term on a weapons possession charge, had been demanding special status as a political prisoner. A number of other Irish Republican Army members have joined Sands in his protest and are also well into a hunger strike.
This was drama at the absolute rawest edge that it could possibly be.
You couldn't ask for a more hostile environment.
Bobby Sands is putting on a performance for the world, for his cause. That is the cause that has murdered people.
We are not prepared to give in to blackmail in the form of a hunger strike or of any other form of pressure.
Kenny Donaldson is from the Fermanagh Victims Group. Good morning to you, Kenny.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the Nationalist commentator, Chris Donnelly, who has seen the film. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
Have you seen it, Kenny?
I saw extracts and others, Stephen, whom I trust their judgment, have reported back to me on it.
So that's a no.
Well, Stephen, if that's the basis of this interview this morning, then it's going to be a short one. I'm not here to speak for victims, and it's to talk about our event next Wednesday.
Well, you're here to talk about the film as well, aren't you? And why is it being described as terrorism idolatry?
Well, the very clip you actually show there, Stephen's quite interesting. Bobby Sands, and he talks about an alien force occupying these territories and the oppressed Irish people. Let's remember why Bobby Sands was incarcerated in the Maze at that particular time. Was it not for his part in the bombing of Balmoral showrooms in terms of Balmoral furniture? Is that not the case? I don't think the owners of that particular business represented any alien force. They were his neighbours in this country.
And what feedback have you been getting from those people who have seen it, Kenny?
The feedback we've been receiving is the same feedback that comes when any of these movies are made, Stephen. It's nothing but a disgrace that we're now in 2016. I don't see any efforts on the part of the Northern Ireland film media or indeed anybody else to actually develop movies which examine the perspective of innocent victims of terrorism, the people whom were harmed by the actions, not only of Republicans, of loyalists and those individuals within the security forces who dishonoured the code and engaged in criminal acts. I want to see more of that material. And what I would say is people talk of the 10 individuals who lost their lives on that hunger strike. They made a choice at the behest of their Republican movement to do so. The 61 individuals outside those prison walls who were murdered over that period did not have a choice. Their lives were extinguished because others viewed their lives to have no value.
Chris?
Yes, Stephen. I think there's two observations I'd like to make on what Kenny's been saying. I think utterances which kind of mimic what some unionist politicians have also said. I've seen the film. It was at the premiere on Saturday. It's excellent. It tells a story in an informed manner. It uses a range of contributors, including, obviously, the words of Bobby Sands to some of the poems and some of the correspondence he had at the time, as well as contributions from what could only be described as ardent anti-Republicans. I mean, the central character providing a narrative throughout the film is Fintan O'Toole, who's a renowned political commentator, and he's been stridently anti-Republican. We have a prison officer who speaks throughout with Norman Tebbit. Charles Moore, I think Margaret Thatcher's biographer, also makes contributions. So it's very clear that this is the film, and I do hope Kenny actually does go to see it, because from the reviews that I have seen, people I've talked to, and from my own eyes, what I watched, it's very clear that it is quite, it tries to tell the story reflecting the range of opinions. But I think there's something else in what Kenny's doing at the moment. And this is also what Gregory Campbell, I think other unionists, Sammy Wilson, were saying. You know, what lies behind this attempt almost to close down discussion on the film, suggests it shouldn't have been made, It's almost an inability to accept that there are differing interpretations of our past. Northern Ireland is a divided society. The past is a contested place. In fact, the present and even the future, we have opposing visions of the future. And he has to come to terms.
Well, I think part of their criticism is the public money.
Well, let me address that.
The way that the film is funded, part of the funding is from BBC. Part of the funding is from Northern Ireland Screen. Now, Northern Ireland Screen fund projects which have the potential to be exported. That's what they are designed to do, and this film will be exported. It will be sold around the world.
It will, and I've already alluded to the fact that, you know, by no stretch of the imagination could this be described as Republican propaganda. I mean, Republicans, and one of the, after the discussion, sorry, after the film was shown at the premiere on Saturday, there was a short discussion, and one of the prisoners at the time, Shana Walsh, who's now a Sinn Féin councillor, made the point that if Republicans were to make the documentary, they would have made quite a different documentary to the one that was produced. But I'd also make the point that, you know, there has been public money in the past, and I'm thinking over the last few years, two Orange Order museums were opened, which would receive money from the EU, and I think also from the British and Irish governments, which allowed the Orange Order to tell their own story. And that's what this is about. Is we have to allow in this society for different stories, different narratives to find a place.
Do you accept that, Kenny?
Stephen, you know something? That is an absolute... There's lunacy in that last statement, and it's for this reason. Our organisation stands in a very clear position. We're not political. We're about victims. We're about human lives. We're about people. And the reality is, Bobby Sands was not incarcerated for being a Boy Scout. He was incarcerated for committing crimes against his neighbours, not against a foreign occupier, against his neighbours. And loyalist terrorists who did likewise, there's an important fact in all of this. The Balmoral Furniture Company, something that may interest your listeners this morning as well, was a business owned by the Moffats. The Moffats also had a bereavement at the hands of loyalist terrorists when a 25-year-old James Mullen was murdered by a non-specific loyalist group believed to be the Red Hand Commandos in Bangor in 1972. That family had suffered at the hands of both loyalist and Republican terrorists in the society, their own neighbours. That's who our focus is. There could be any effort or attempt to say that everybody's allowed freedom of speech, etc., etc. Freedom of speech ends whenever you fail to be able to actually distinguish between what is wrong in terms of terrorism and violence. And I want to hear Chris Donnelly and others who are in positions of influence once and for all to say that there was no legitimacy to take the life of your neighbour, either to further or indeed to defend a political objective. That's a consistent position across the board, not a unionist position, a human position.